The international window is officially closed, and while some felt the sting of defeat, it's official. South Africa have officially qualified for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. We'll be looking at which Bafana Bafana stars will be eager to carry their impressive international form back to their clubs as local football returns to our screens this weekend. Hello and welcome to Hit the Target, powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Yashawn. And joining me in studio today is African football expert Mogale Satege.
Halala deshi halala.
Mo, this weekend brings CAF qualifiers back to our screens, featuring the likes of Mamelodi Sundowns, Orlando Pirates, Kaizer Chiefs, and Stellenbosch. Which one are you looking forward to?
Yeah, man. Look, it's continental football. It's back. And I can't wait. I'm thinking that we are very lucky to have those teams now participating in the continental football. That's what we have always prayed and always wished and wanted, to have more South African clubs in this continental football tournaments. I can't wait, man. And I know with the spirits of the players pumped up now, because South Africa has qualified for the 2026 World Cup. America, like I told you. So, you know, we are going to witness great football even in the local tournament. Dash, this sets a very high bar or standard for our domestic football, because now every player wants to go to AFCON and represent Bafana. Every player is looking at snatching that last-minute call-up to go represent Bafana at the World Cup next year. So our teams are going to be very competitive, be it Stellenbosch, be it Sekhukhune, be it Pirates, be it Chiefs, be it, you know, Mamelodi Sundowns. Everybody has gotten a wake-up call now that it's time now to wake up and smell the fresh coffee. Yeah. So I've got no doubt that in terms of the African continental football tournaments this week, those four teams that you singled out, they are going to do their utmost best against their opponents. They're actually all advancing to the group stages.
You made an excellent point there about the PSL heavy plays in that Bafana Bafana team. I think it was the Bold on his full-time analysis on SuperSport who mentioned that it was practically every single player who featured from the PSL clubs. Let's get into that Bafana Bafana starting 11. It was a fascinating setup, almost 50-50 split between Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns.
Yes, I mean, Deshi, like, look, the split of Pirates and Sundowns players in the national team, 50-50, 8 players per team. I mean, look at the wonders. Yesterday we had Mamelodi Sundowns defending and Orlando Pirates players scoring. And also, let's not forget about, oh man, I'm so impressed. I'm not even about the Mamelodi Sundowns and Pirates dominance. I'm about all the teams, the players in the national teams. Hugo Bruce must be given credit. All the Bafana Bafana games that have been played since he took over.
Yeah.
80%. We had PSL-based players.
Mm.
Players playing in our domestic league, representing us at the Bafana camp, and they've done so well. Oh my God, who cannot speak about Ndamani from TS Galaxy? Oh my God, I'm so happy. I'm so happy and I'm excited in terms of what I've been witnessing in the PSL as far as talent is concerned, bro. Like, this is amazing. This is breathtaking. Seeing the Bafana team qualifying, booking themselves a ticket to the World Cup with a PSL
players. Starting 11,
only,
yeah.
Bro, their whole 11. And Hugo Bruce is taking them to the World Cup, bro. Yeah. Man,
it speaks volumes when you look at the likes of Nigeria and Cameroon, who have a star-studded 11, but they need to go via the playoffs.
You get my point. So that's why I'm saying sometimes it's all about the quality that you have and the faith. Even the coaches at these PSL teams, they have headaches within their squad, because they have their squads, because they have a crop of talented of young players, bro. You can look at TS Galaxy, the young players that are there. You can look at Cape Town City, you can look at your Stellenbosch, you can look at your Siwelele, you can look at Pirates, Chiefs and Sundowns and everyone. Look, the split at Bafana Bafana for Pirates and Sundowns, it's pretty much amazing, and they're getting proper results for the team. I wish the teams can carry on with their perfect form and keep on getting results and doing well. And I pray that there are no injuries till, you know, they get to achieve what they want the entire season.
Yeah, let's back it up a bit. Earlier you mentioned Orlando Pirates players attacking. It was the mighty Buccaneers attacker Evidence Makopa, Ozonopoulos, and midfielder Talent Mbata were responsible for all three goals on the night. I would say it was a particularly impressive display from Evidence Makopa.
Yes, it was. I mean, Look, like I said, we're going to touch mostly on PSL and the national team, because I told you that if the teams in the PSL are performing to their highest capability, it benefits the national team. And these are the packs. These are the results. You get my point. And this is how it should be. Like any other national team, like Brazil and Spain and whatever, players that are doing well in their teams, they get the national call-up and they get the nod to represent the country. So, man, I'm not surprised at all that Pirates players lived up to expectations. They showed hunger. Even the game against Zimbabwe, you could see him and Sipombule, the way he was sweating. Unfortunately, on the day, it was not his day. He couldn't take the chances and every day. And even yesterday, MasterChef kept on cooking. Mbata kept on delivering. I mean, that thunder strike from Mbata, we know what he's capable of. Let's talk about the less we talk about Ozonopoulos, the better.
The better.
Because I see him sweeping most of the PSL awards this current season. Yeah. And let's talk about Evidence Makopa, a very reliable player. I argued when he was selected for the injured Reyners that Hugo Bruce knows he's getting someone who's going to give the stability to the national team, and who's going to help us to get results in the last two qualifying games. And he just delivered. Let's talk about also, we can't single out Pirates players.
Bro. Yeah, let's actually move the conversation over to Mamelodi Sundowns, because those defenders and goalkeeper kept back-to-back clean sheets. And, you know, I have to wonder if those high pressure moments will help them in the pursuit of CAF glory this season.
I mean, it will, but if you can check, like I'm saying, yesterday's first 11 was very impressive, because there was a mixture of there was Ndamase from TS Galaxy. He paired with CBC who did very well. But the defense right now, we can tell, even the upcoming tournaments, we can tell it's either going to be Sundowns and Pirates defense, because when Mbogazi comes back, he will definitely go back straight into the starting lineup, whether he's going to be paired with CBC or Ngezana, and then right back and left back, we know it's always Mamelodi Sundowns. And in the middle of the park, we know it's a mixture of Sundowns and Pirates also. Wings, it's a mixture of... I mean, come on, man. What's going to happen when maybe Chikufa Chomabasa gets selected? When Relemo Fukeng is coming back?
Yeah.
What's going to happen when Tito Masanganyi
gets, for selection.
When he gets properly fit and he starts going back to being the Tito that we know and everything. There is also the likes of players that we can single out at Pirates who are showing hunger. I mean, Muremi is getting selected now. And Mike Mamo, Shasibilibili, also got selected as a player.
Yeah, we know Diano van Rooyen.
Diano van Rooyen always gets selected in the preliminary squad. What if he makes it to the main 23-man squad and everything? And let alone, let's look at the upcoming talent. Let's not forget Baba Yega, Masindi Nemutangela, Kobeya Mulamboni. I mean, for me, if he keeps on with that performance at Pirates, he's got a chance of representing Bafana in the AFCON and even going to the World Cup. So what we are witnessing with Pirates and Sundowns in terms of their players keep on delivering, and the teams like TS Galaxy and Stellenbosch and Sikukuni, we want that so that Hugo Bruce can have a selection headache. You get my point?
I think he already has a selection headache on his hands, because representatives of those squads had last-minute call-ups to the national team. You look at Maloi Sane as well as Cupido. I mean, I'm sure those players and their teammates will rest assured that Hugo Bruce is looking at them as they navigate the CAF Confederations Cup qualifiers.
Yes, they know very well that they can get a call-up at any time. Every player is like that. Just like Munyani, the injured Munyani. opinion of Kaizer Chiefs. We had an injury at right back and he was called just to come and help the team. Yeah. And we won that game while he's there. It's a good thing that the national team coach can rely on reliable players that he calls at Bafana. He was so happy, he made a statement about Mdudu Shabalala from Kaizer Chiefs yesterday. He used to say, Mdu wanted to prove a point when he came in.
Yeah.
He was looking for the ball and making sure that he gets involved in parts of the game. So that's what actually Hugo Bruce has managed to achieve now, to bring all the players together, regardless of where the player is coming from and everything. And that's what we want to see in the national team. Bafana has got a pool of talent, and let alone, I haven't mentioned our overseas, our exports, bro. I haven't mentioned Pesitau. I haven't mentioned Tembinkosi Nyoso, number three. I haven't mentioned him. I haven't mentioned Chandra Campbell. There are two young boys that I spoke to you. Not even two. There are four or five young players from the under 20 Amajita team that, to me, they should be promoted, given a chance also to go. And we spoke about the goalkeeper. Yes. And we also talk about that young boy who's the center back at the under 20 team. We spoke about a whole lot of young players. We spoke of Kekana. We spoke of.
There's also the likes of Yusuf Martz and Antonio van Wyk, who are playing in the Austrian Bundesliga.
You get my point. We also have players all over the world. So the man has got stress and headache, and I love it for Bafana, and I just can't wait.
You know, one thing that he keeps coming back to is choosing players who compete in the CAF fixtures. He has mentioned that he needs the Bafana team to play in CAF fixtures, and it looks like he has stuck to his guns.
Yes, I mean, it's very much important, because players who compete in those continental tournaments, they understand the amount of pressure, because, you know, in terms of those such big tournaments, when you are playing away, it's like you are in the game. You are 80% disadvantaged because of the home ground, because of the atmosphere, because of the, you know, because of the high level tempo of the game that you're going to be playing. Imagine going to play Wydad in their own stadium. Imagine going to play PT Mazembe in a full stadium in DRC and everything. You get my point? So that, imagine playing Al Ahly in Egypt and getting results. Sundowns and Pirates have done that before, you know. Imagine playing Pyramids and, you know, giving them their run for their money to win the game away from you. So, guys, Hugo Bruce is on the right track. Let's support the men. Let's rally behind the technical team. Let's support PSL players. And let's keep on encouraging PSL players to deliver, so that we can have a strong, formidable Bafana team.
Some of those clubs you just mentioned, the likes of TP Mazembe as well as Simba, are involved in the CAF Confederations Cup, where Kaizer Chiefs will be participating, well, hopefully, if they get past these qualifiers. Now, after that shocking first round Carling knockout exit to Stellenbosch, their CAF Confederations campaign is now more important than ever.
Time for them to regroup after just a setback. It's not like they are not delivering, it's just a setback. They've got Velebai and Luke Bartman cleared now to play. The guy needs to assemble the caretaker coaches now need to assemble a very strong 11 for Kaizer Chiefs. They've got every player at their disposal available for selection, so they need to utilize each and every player at their highest capability, like what he's doing now at Pirates. They need to know who needs to start the game, who needs to come in as a sub, who's strong with what, who can do what, who can carry the team and everything. You get my point? So I'm saying, against all odds, Chiefs can compete in the CAF Confederation tournament all the way to the final this season.
Wow, I'm glad you said that, because it came as no surprise that Kaze and Ben Youssef have been appointed as the co-coaches. We know that Nambi was not involved with Chiefs for about a month before the news actually broke, but you feel this appointment actually cements their continental ambitions?
Look, the issue of Nambi, it happens to any team, you know. Teams lose the main coaches during the middle of the season and everything. To that, I must say, to them, it must be like, this is an opportunity. They must just say thanks. They got this opportunity to take over the first team. And I don't think this should have any impact on their progression in the CAF Confederation Tournament and also reviving their form in the domestic league. You get my point, in the PSL. It's just high time for now that they sit with the players and discuss all the important factors that needs to be discussed and remind them the main importance of donning the yellow and black jersey of Amakhosi. You get my point. To tell them that Kaizer Chiefs is also pride of the nation and it prides in itself in terms of the support that it gets from its supporters. You get my point. So I think it's an opportunity for them now to revitalize the team from all angles and start doing well in the league. They need to follow on Sekhukhune Pirates and Sundowns and Stellenbosch footsteps.
Mo, it wasn't that long ago where we were discussing how far these PSL outwards can go. I mean, you yourself called CAF Champions League final between Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates and a CAF Confed Cup final between Kaizer Chiefs and Stellenbosch. Do you stand by your predictions?
I still stand by my predictions. We can beat any team. This team's in the PSL. PSL is very competitive. I've never seen PSL being competitive at this highest level, bro. This is amazing. This is good for PSL. This is good for African football because when PSL is doing good, we also attract. Now, we also, Sundowns attract international trades. Players from the South America, they come and join Sundowns. Pirates has also signed players abroad. Chiefs also signed players abroad. We can't even talk about Africa. It's very easy for Chiefs to get a very good player in Africa. It's very easy for Pirates to get a very good performing player in Senegal or whatever to bring them to the league. This league had great players, bro. Onisimo Basera, David Obua, Siaka Tiene. We once had those players. Christopher Katongo, Serge Hua. We once had those players playing in the PSL, bro. And those players went and did very well abroad. Teenage Hadebe, Kama Billiard, Knowledge Musona, Colin Simpesuma. You know, we have attracted good players even around Africa, bro. Tina Shiningo Masha, Onyake Chiokonko, Isaac Chansa, the list goes on and on. Perry Mutapa, the principal from Zimbabwe. You know, the list goes on and on. Joseph Ikamwendo, we have attracted good players in the PSL across Africa. So the league is doing very well. And I still say we are going to witness an African continental tournament final between PSL-based players. Watch the space.
That's an excellent place to leave it for this weekend. As always, it's been a pleasure unpacking African football-related topics with you. Once again, up the Bafana Bafana.
Siyaya! Siyaya! Singenile! We have booked our plane to the 2025-2026 World Cup, USA and Mexico. And I'm hoping that we can support Hugo Bruce and the boys. One last final lap. Let's start in Morocco first in December, January in the AFCON. And you will see South Africa is a rising star and no one is going to stop them. Thank you so much, Deshi, for welcoming me and have a nice day, bro.
From all of us in studio, thanks and goodbye.